love books? Books are great. Read more books. Listen to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hooray!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a graduate of Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Ashuda. I'm 18, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fahim. I'm 15, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena. I am going into fifth grade, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. And we're usually joined by our friends AJ and Fatia, but they both couldn't be here today. So it's just us. There's a lot of us still. We're a big crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we get started talking about some books? Who wants to go first?
I can go.
Okay.
Oh, I'm really excited to share this book. So I just started reading it and, you know, I can't stop. The book is Zora and Me by Victoria Bond and T.R. Simon. This story is a bit different from the others books I have read before so far. I love this book a lot. In the beginning, it makes you question whether if the narrator is Zora telling the truth because they are only in fourth grade. But the mysterious things happen, such as lies, betrayal, deceit, and envy, while I was reading it. The story gets a bit confusing on who is the narrator, but as I was reading it, both Zora and Me is telling their story. They are part of the story. And so Zora and Me are telling a story of a young man who is found by the railroad track. The murder and its mysterious circumstances threaten the peace and security and lives of small Florida town people. Zora believes a murderous shape-shifting gator man, half-gator, killed Ivory. Zora isn't afraid to tell anyone who will listen to her story, and she seems to be believable by all because she's a riveting storyteller. So basically, Zora is telling everyone that, you know, she knows who the killer is of that young man named Ivory. And she's telling the story as she is, if it's like part of her story. And she's just a fourth grader, but like her story is so believable that everyone in town is believing her. And it just makes, like, it just sounds suspicious to me because, like, does Zora have something to do with the murder? Is she hiding something, or is she hiding someone, or is she trying to, like, protect someone, or is she part of the murder? Because, like, although she's only in fourth grade, you know, you never know. And also because, like, she knows specifically what the shapeshifter, the gator man, like, you know, haunts the soul, especially the people whose, you know, voice is very nice. So how does she know that? So, like, the listener should read that and find out, and also should I.
That sounds fun. I've wanted to read that since it first came out, which was a long time ago. I think like 6 or 7 years ago that book came out. It was supposed to be the first in a series, but I haven't heard about any other books in the series. Oh, looks like, yeah, there's some more interesting. But yeah, the Zora Neale Hurston, which it's inspired by the early life of Zora Neale Hurston, who's an author. And she's one of my, well, she wrote one of my favorite books. I haven't actually read more than one book by her, but her book, Their Eyes Were Watching God, is one of my favorite books of all time. She's a very beautiful writer. So I thought it was interesting having a book that was inspired by her childhood. Yeah. And it sounds like it has some fun mystery to it.
And it sounds like if they're a fourth grader, they might mix things up. You know, mm-hmm. It might not be true.
Yeah.
And also, like, it's questioning that they know, like, she knows so much details.
Well, she is a storyteller because she grew up to be an author. So
yeah,
maybe she's telling a tale.
Oh, so Zora is her, like, the author?
No, it's written by Victoria Bond and T.R. Simon. But it's the main characters are Zora and Carrie. So the Zora character is based on Zora Neale Hurston, who was an author. But she didn't write the book. I don't know if Carrie's based on a real person or not, or if that's an imaginary character, but it sounds very interesting. I hope you enjoy the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm reading it.
Cool. Thanks. Who wants to go next?
I can go next. My book is called Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard, Nine from the Nine Worlds by Rick Riordan. It's basically nine short stories from like the nine worlds from the Norse mythology in the series like called Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard that is made by Rick Riordan. Well, the nine worlds they're like Asgard, Midgard, Nidavellir. I don't know how to pronounce these, but Alfheim, Jotunheim, Helheim, Niflheim, Vanaheim, and Muspelheim. They're like all these like different worlds that Norse that is based on Norse mythology. It's based on like it's connected through a tree that is like that it has like a portal or like a doorway that if you like walk in, you'll go to a different world, and like it's just like connected based on like Asgard. Asgard is like the mass like the first world. It's the home of the Aesir, which are like the gods, which are like the good gods, I guess. The gods who are supposed to help humans and stuff. And then it goes to Midgard, which is the home of the humans. And then it goes to the third one, which is the home of the dwarves. It's called Nidavellir. And then there's Alfheim, which is the home of the light elves. Then Jotunheim, which is the home of the giants. Helheim, which is the home of hell and the dishonorable dead. Niflheim, which is the world of ice, fog, and mist. Vanaheim, which is the home of the Vanir. And Muspelheim, which is the home of the fire, giants, and demons. They're just connected to each other, and there's like nine stories from all of them. And these are the characters that from like the Magnus Chase series, they just tell their own point of view of like the world that you live in. Yeah, that's basically it.
That sounds really interesting. I know kids especially are really into mythology.
Yeah.
And so his books are very popular because they have like interesting stories that are based on mythology. And then he started also, there's a series that's Rick Riordan Presents, which has other authors writing stories about different mythologies from around the world.
Yeah, he's like a publisher now too.
Yeah. They all sound really good. I haven't read any of those yet. But I've heard the Magnus Chase series is really good. I haven't read any of those either.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you've read some?
I've read two of them. I haven't read the third one, which is the last one. Everything's kind of true except for Thor. He's not like Chris Hemsworth.
It's unfortunate. Just kidding.
I don't suppose Loki looks like Tom Hiddleston either.
You can imagine him to look however you want.
Yeah.
That's the fun with books. You can cast whoever you want in your imagination. You can even ignore the way that the author describes the character if you want.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I usually try to take some cues from the author's descriptions.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing, Fahim. Amelia, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I finished reading The Great Gatsby graphic novel this week. And it was pretty much the same story, but the art is really gorgeous and really pretty, and I liked it a lot. He has this really cool watercolor style artwork, I think, which is really unique. I haven't really seen that in a book before, in a graphic novel before, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, that's not as common. I've seen it in a few, but it always stands out when you see it because it's not the usual. There's a graphic novel author and illustrator named Matt Phelan who uses watercolors a lot. I feel like I've seen a few others, but that's cool.
It was very good.
Hey, so what's next on your to read list?
I've started in on those short story books again.
Oh, the Friday at Freddy's?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, them. I decided to start in on those again. They seem to be like getting more intense with every proceeding book, which is interesting. Because like I said, it reads like a Goosebumps book, but then it throws in something like weirdly intense. And I'm like, who is this really meant for? Who's the target audience? But I like them. I think they're cool.
Yay. I need to read more short stories. Mashuda and I were just looking at some Ray Bradbury short stories today, and it reminded me that I haven't read his stories in a while. And I always like them when I do. So I should try those out. So Lena, do you have any books you wanted to talk about?
Well, I'm going to talk about chapter one of Percy Jackson.
Cool.
And so the first chapter is called I kind of forgot what the first chapter was called, but it was something about him accidentally killing his teacher. Oops. And so Percy is telling you, if you relate to any one of these, you should go on with your life and just pretend that nothing happened. And so he's explaining that he is like kind of a bad kid technically, and that he's going on a field trip, and the worst things ever happen on his field trip, like a World War II cannon at his teacher. And he kept going on and on about how, and so he is on a trip and he is accused of pushing a girl into a water fountain. And so he's being taken by one teacher to a police in the museum. And then, well, I'm going to not spoil it, so I guess you'll have to read it for yourself. So that's it.
Nice. So did you just start reading that one?
Yeah.
Is that one you're reading with Calvin, or are you reading by yourself?
Oh, Calvin read it to me.
Oh, cool.
And it's like I had a choice.
You didn't have a choice? He forced it on you?
Yeah, because when I was going to sleep, he just started reading it. And oh boy, are those chapters long.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Also, like, there are 20-something chapters, so, like, for the next 20-something shows, I'm going to be talking about one chapter.
One chapter a week.
Okay. Isn't it about, like, Greek mythology?
Well, it kind of has Greek mythology in there because, well, I guess it kind of does. I haven't read the books yet. Probably have to ask Calvin. I'll answer your question in the next show, probably.
Yeah, because I've read the series too. It's pretty good.
Oh.
I haven't met someone who's read it and not liked it yet, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that doesn't.
Probably.
But it's very popular, is all I'm saying.
I don't like it.
There you go. I found someone.
We're talking about the Percy Jackson series, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I would have liked it if I didn't have a teacher who forced me to read the chapters over and over again. And by the end of the book, I hated it and I never wanted to read it ever again.
That's fair. Yeah, sometimes the way a book is read affects it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated the Percy Jackson series too.
Whoa, I met two people now.
I'm pretty sure we were in the same class.
Yeah, I felt like it was forced. You know, I would, you know, like to read a book by my own. Like, we were forced to read it and answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
I had to read it in school because I already read it before.
Sometimes they made us search for vocab words in the chapters. A lot of times they would put a vocab word in our paper that wasn't in the chapter, like they would make a mistake.
Oh no. So you're like trying to hunt it down.
For hours trying to hunt down this vocab word in the wrong chapter.
Yeah, I hated those.
And that's why I hate this book.
I assume Calvin's not making her do vocab. He didn't. I actually love reading with people and wish that I had somebody to read with me every night. That sounds really nice. I like when I'm visiting with my sister's family and my niece or my nephew will like to read a story with me or will want me to join. Like, for instance, when my nephew was reading Harry Potter and I visited, his dad was reading to him every night and they invited me to come and join them while they were reading. And that was nice, but I just have to read to myself or listen to an audiobook. So I don't have a specific book to talk about this week because my latest books have all been picture books or adult books, but I wanted to talk with you all about a project that we're doing at the library where we have a map and it's called the Read Around the World Map. And anyone in the Hudson area, could be even wider, like you can decide what Hudson area means to you if you're out there listening and you're not sure, can submit books that they've read to this map. So if you read a book that's set in a particular place, you can submit it to the map and we'll add it on. So it's just a Google map. And so when someone submits a book, we put in the title, the author, and if people want to, we will add that it was submitted by you. So if Mashuda submits a book, we can say submitted by Mashuda, Familia, Lena, Fahim, but you don't have to have your name on the map. And then you just do the best that you can to describe where it is, because sometimes a book isn't set like in Paris, but it's in like a small village outside of Paris and they don't ever say the name. So you just do your best guess. And then in the description, you can say a small village outside of Paris if you don't know the name of the village. But so far we have books from kind of all over the globe. We have some from North America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, New Zealand, some from the Arctic Ocean. So it's pretty fun trying to both like think about where your books are set and see if you can figure out kind of what place it is. And then also trying to think about making sure that you're reading books that are set in various places around the world. So I've definitely been, I mean, I read what I want, but I've been trying to read some books that are set in different places this summer because it's a fun challenge to try to like read around the world. So, and that includes the United States. So there are different books that are set in the United States that are place-based, that are on the map. One that I keep thinking about that I read a few summers ago is set in Alaska. And when I think about books that have like a really strong sense of place, that's the one that always comes to my mind, is The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna, which is set up in Alaska. And I read that a few summers ago when I went on a vacation to Alaska. So I think that's part of why it's so vivid in my memory, because I was reading about the place and then went there. And in the text, they talk about different flowers and plants that you'd see along the side of the road there that I had never heard of until I read the book and went there. So it's sort of fun to see it in real life. But anyways, if anyone wants to read a book from around the world and submit their reading to the list, you can go to the Hudson Area Library website, which is hudsonarealibrary.org. And in the top navigation, you'll see Read Around the World map. And there's a little form that you can just fill out to share your information. And then we add it to the map. And it's fun. Yay.
I was saying yay too, I promise.
Yay. The mute. She's pantomiming on the radio. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited to read lots of books this summer. I have so many at home right now. But it makes me want to read more because I'm like, I want to get to the stack. So I have to get through my current read really fast so that I can get to the next one. It's a good challenge to have. But I'll try to read an age-appropriate book for this radio show for next week. I can talk about a book. I certainly have a number of them at home. Well, before we go, does anyone have anything that they're excited for this week that they wanted to share?
I'm excited to find out what happens in Zoraimi, because it's like I really like reading it, and I don't know if they catch the murderer. What happens, like, you know, what's the cost of catching the murderer, because it's a supernatural character. And I'm finishing the book Refugee too. Yeah,
cool. I know this was actually from last week, but I saw, Amelia, that you had a virtual dance recital.
Yeah. it was really cool.
What was that like?
It was interesting. We got to see it in a drive-in theater. Like, we rented out a drive-in theater to see it. And it was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
It's awesome.
What movie did you see?
What?
What movie did you see?
No, we rented out the drive-in to broadcast, like, our dance recital on the screens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
So were they old videos, or were they videos that you all recorded for the
event? They were new. They were new. We recorded them for the event.
Cool. Sounds fun. I haven't made it to the drive-in yet this summer. I'd like to do that at some point.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yay. Anyone else have anything they want to share?
I'm excited for August 7th because I'm going to have an online class on how to code.
Oh, cool.
And it's a free trial. So after that free class, we'll have to pay if I want to go again, because I went today and someone with a very heavy accent. I couldn't understand the teacher today because they had a very heavy accent of the language that they spoke. So it was very hard, and my mother and sister had to help me.
Oh, yeah, that can be challenging especially with the online class, because sometimes the audio quality isn't as strong. So where you might have understood them if it was in person, sometimes it's harder over Zoom or whatever other online program you're using. But that's cool that you're learning to code.
Yeah.
I did that a little bit as a kid, but I'm sure it's a lot different now because the technology's advanced so much. But I always thought that was really fun in computer class when we got to do coding. Like you just put in all this code and then all of a sudden, poof, there's a computer game. Magic. Poof.
Oh, so you learned how to code in your computer class?
Yeah, it was very simple coding because we were in like second or third grade.
Well, at least that would be better than what we learned. They're like, oh, you have to put this thing on so you can't see the keyboard. They don't even teach us how to code anymore.
It's all focused on typing.
Yeah.
Although typing is good to learn, but yeah, I think coding would be cool to do in computer class.
Yes, thank you. Because no one's ever going to just be like, huh, I want to learn how to code. Oh, wait, I'll have to learn online. Maybe even pay someone to make me learn because my school doesn't teach it to us.
Poor Lena. Well, that's cool that you're doing it in your free time. So I hope you enjoy it and that you understand it a little bit more easily next time.
Yeah, I hope so.
Fahim, did you have anything you wanted to share?
Not really. Yeah, I'm just looking for another book.
I'm excited about a new show that's out. Season 2 of Umbrella Academy just came on to Netflix. And that's based on a comic series, which I haven't read because I watched the first season before I read the comics. And I like the show a lot. And I think I assume they're pretty closely tied in, like the book, first book and the second book, the titles of the books match up with the themes of the show. So I think they're pretty closely matched. So I think I would read the comics if they were more different, like if the comics were more focused on when they were kids than when they were adults. But we'll see. Maybe someday I'll read the books. But the show is really fun. It's got like time travel and superpowers and stuff.
Oh, wow.
I guess we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone has a great week and reads lots of good books and has a good time.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.